on the line this morning is Santa Rosa Police Chief Hank Schreeder. Chief Schreeder, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you. Always glad to talk to you, Chief. And this morning, of course, the one of the big differences in the Santa Rosa PD going on right now is that certain cops are being followed by cameras and the producers of the show Cops, locally speaking. When did that start for SRPD?
A few weeks back, and I'm not even sure when it officially got started. We went through kind of a process vetting it out, and then it probably started about 3 weeks ago.
Well, let me start with this question, Chief. Who thought this was a good idea?
It's interesting when you put it that way.
I know.
You know, I think what happened, I'll be honest with you, when they first approached us, I was like, really? Cops? You know, because the first thing you think about is like 1998 and the show, and it's kind of its heyday. It's certainly not that same show anymore after it went away from the Fox network about 5 years ago.
Yeah, now it's on Spike TV.
Yeah, you know, and I started, okay, first off, let's talk to other agencies that went through the process.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty positive experience for them, believe it or not. And then, okay, do we even have people that are interested in being part of the process in the department? And there were several people that wanted to be part of it. And then we actually rolled it out onto our social media, like most things, our body-worn camera policy or drone policy and these kinds of things went out on social media to kind of see where's the community about it. And it came back with this overwhelming positive response.
Really?
Yes. And that's, you know, so then you sit there and go, well, from a chief of police standpoint, okay, where do I draw the line? I've had documentary filmmakers ride with officers.
Yeah.
I've had press Democrat ride with officers. Some of your own staff at KSRO have ridden with officers. So you kind of go, okay.
Offense, Chief, but I like to discern ourselves just a tad bit from the show Cops.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, when you talk about transparency, when you can be, you know, it's kind of one of those things that you drive at it. And then the other thing is they offer pretty much full editorial rights on it.
Yeah, I was surprised by this part of the story, that you actually get to see and see the scripts and see the footage before it ever airs. Yeah,
right. Yeah, so we really get to kind of narrow it down to kind of telling our story somewhat, kind of the Santa Rosa Police Department story, and I'm sure the Sheriff's Department had some of the same considerations. Even when we changed the, you know, we have a contract with them, and when our own city attorney made changes to the contract, they signed off on all of it. So we knew we have some control over the story. We have some control over what's going on. People that go on the show have to sign a waiver to be on the show. It's not like we're filming everybody, but there is some controversy around it. And it's funny because, you know, I have both sides of it. Don't show this, but show this. And I go, the reality is, well, that is, I'm trying to show some of the reality that officers go through on a daily basis.
And what's the commitment, Chief? For example, when an officer, you know, signs up for or is chosen to be a part of the cops filming, now, how long do they ride along with that particular officer?
They ride a shift. So
one shift?
It could be several shifts. I mean, for them to get four or five little vignettes takes almost 8 weeks.
Yep. So, that's how TV
is. It's not like there's, you know, look at this, everything's going on. And so it's been an interesting process. And I can tell you, I get emails on both sides of it.
I'm sure you, I'm sure you will when it airs too. It's supposed to air in the fall featuring Sonoma County, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. And I will ask you the same question, Chief, that I asked Spencer Crum from the Sheriff's Department when Cops was filming with them. Who will be the standouts in your department? Who are going to be the cops that everybody talks about after it airs?
You know, I'm really hoping that it kind of highlights the professionalism of all the officers that are involved in it.
Sure.
Certainly the...
But there's always somebody with that it factor for TV, you
know? Yeah, we'll have to see, you know, because and like most things, you know, when it comes out and on the air, you know, things have a tendency to, it's like, wow, I didn't expect that, but we'll see how it goes. Ultimately, you know, we're just trying to show a little piece of what officers go through on a daily basis.
And it's, I'm sure there'll be a lot on a daily basis that cops won't show because, of course, it's a TV show. They're looking for the most dramatic of incidents.
Yeah.
And it seems like we have no lack of those, Chief.
Well, it seems like it. But, you know, certainly in many ways, we have kind of a small town image of ourselves in Santa Rosa, but we're really a big city. So we run into some of the big city problems that come along with that. So, yeah, some of that stuff is definitely probably going to come out in that show.
Yep, we will see in the fall, and lucky you, you'll be able to see it all before we do. So we'll return to this question about who you think the star is going to be a little bit later, okay?
Yeah, I'm really hoping that actually generates some of that conversation in the media and some of that. So, yeah, we're going to talk about some of those things that get shown. So
chances are very good, Chief. Yes, and I'll look forward to our next conversation about it. Thanks for being here this morning.
Have a good morning.
That is Chief Hank Schreeder from the Santa Rosa Police Chief. Yes, they said yes to the show Cops. A few more weeks of filming in Santa Rosa before that show airs in the fall. We'll see.